Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry on his phone down there. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
I want to start out with this one little thing, and then we're going to jump in. Larry's got some really good stuff to go over. This is just shows you where America is right now and why the judgments of the Lord. It doesn't matter, as I said before, whether it's weather warfare done by Russia or China or anybody, deep state, global deep state. It's like 9/11. The Lord allows it. And so he might just as well, because he's not stopping it, he's approving of it, and we're under judgment. New poll, here's why. New poll claims that the vast majority of Americans, 96%, do not hold to a biblical worldview following COVID-19 lockdowns. Isn't that something? The vast majority of Americans, 96%, do not hold to a biblical worldview, according to a new survey, calling it a very significant change in Americans' worldview. The Cultural Research Center of Arizona Christian University, led by researcher George Barner, found in its survey that the lockdowns impacted the already dwindling number of people who claim to hold a biblical world view. So there you go, folks. That's why we have abandoned the Lord. It's not something that we're making up. Poll after poll after poll shows people don't even believe that Satan exists. People are not even sure Jesus Christ existed. On and on it goes. Well, I hate to tell everybody, but Satan not only does exist, he's running things under God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. It's all right there. It's in Psalm 2, how it all works. Anyway, I just thought we should start with that because people are wondering what in the world is going on in the insanity of our people, particularly our leaders. And if you go into Deuteronomy 28, you'll find out why. I will smite thee with insanity. The word they use is madness. Look it up. It means insane, insanity. And that's why you can't figure out how could people believe such stuff. How could our leaders say what they say, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, Larry, go with what you found.
Yeah, Well, I was thinking about what you were sharing, and you know me, I wear a tinfoil hat most of the time anyway, and, you know, I was sitting there thinking as you were sharing that how it's 96% now don't believe in a biblical worldview, and the thought come across me, kind of humorous, well, nobody else will think it's funny, but it was to me how that if the Lord tarries just a little bit longer, then he can simply come back and get his aid again, and that's it.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand people, you know. I really don't. How do they, you go out and look at a butterfly or an insect of any kind and the intricate detail of those things. You put these little bed mites and stuff like that under a microscope and see the intricate details of all of it. How can anybody say it wasn't created somehow? Oh, no, everything evolved, that's just the way it is, and on they go. Well, okay, have it their way. They're going to find out the hard way that God created all this, and it's a test. It's a Sunday school test, and the vast majority of Americans evidently don't even go to Sunday school, so they're flunking out. Anyway, what do you got? I know Turner's had some interesting stuff floating around.
Well, he has, and of course the warfare in Bakhmut is still going on. Apparently, Russia now has the eastern side of it, and even NATO now is beginning to admit that they think within days that Russia will have that, what they call that Bakhmut fortress. And of course, for people that don't know or have a clue what I'm talking about, you know, I've shared before that apparently Bakhmut and Soledar, those two locations, sit on a massive salt mine area that's probably at least 100 miles. It goes all the way from Bakhmut up to Kiev underground, and they say there's cities under there. Of course, you know, nobody will believe that, but they said you could even drive tanks from Kiev all the way to Bakhmut underground. And Russia's been battling for Bakhmut now, how long? I can't even remember, months.
Yes.
And they finally almost have it now, and basically what's been reported is Bakhmut is the gateway to Europe, almost. So that's something, but here's something that's really concerning to me. You probably didn't hear this today. You probably won't even hear it on Fox, ho-ho. But here's Hal Turner, Covert Intel, March the 8th. Listen to this one now. Keep in the back of your mind what happened to Ukraine and who does regime changes. Well, of course, it's America and it's the CIA. How about that? Of course, over the last few years, all of America's government has got corrupted, so it's not just the CIA. It's the Pentagon. It's the State Department. It's the White House. They're all involved in it, Stuart. But listen to this one. Listen to this, though, Stuart. If you don't think we're poking the bear big time, listen to this. U.S. fomenting Maidan-style revolution in country of Georgia, paying protesters, even Ukraine refugees, to cause a second war front for Russia. Another Ukraine-like regime, revolution to overthrow the current government of Georgia as the U.S. tries to destroy another sovereign nation and create another front for Russia to have to fight. And Stuart, this is how it works. And I know I sound unpatriotic, but I'm sick and tired of evil in America acting like it's doing the righteous thing, and it's a liar.
Yes. Well, America is not only totally lawless, also hypocritical, and we're going to have payback. And you can tell people that there's not anything anybody can do about it, because it's prophetic. It's in the prophecies, and so the prophecies have to be fulfilled. And the lawlessness part of this is obvious to anyone who's paying any attention at all. The Constitution is gone. The Bill of Rights is gone. On and on and on it goes. And it's not going to stop. It says evil people wax worse and worse. And evidently, they come to a point of actually imploding upon themselves, which might be World War III, although most of those people think they're going to go underground and survive while they leave the taxpayers, who was the money they stole to build all these underground cities and stock them with food, water, medicine, et cetera, while they leave the taxpayers who funded it out on the surface to face whatever is coming our way, which is probably some cosmic activity as well. And they know all about this. They've known about it for a long, long time. Project Bluebeam has been around for a while. Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, the Iron Mountain Report, all of those have been around for a while. They know exactly what they're doing. And, you know, I hear all the time people say, oh, look at how stupid Obama was. No, 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 folks. These guys are not stupid. And they're not making mistakes. It's willful. It's high treason. Call it what it is. If these people are so stupid that they're making mistakes like this, why aren't the people rising up and getting rid of them? They're not stupid. It's deliberate willful treason, not only against the American people, but against the people of the world. That's what the COVID hoax was all about. And the mRNA jab. That's what it was all about. Culling. Georgia Guidestones. Been around for a long time, folks. People just don't believe it. They can't wrap their mind around it. And I also hear that we got plans to take Crimea. Any late news on that, Larry?
Well, the latest reports I've seen from several sources indicate that the plan is if Russia takes Bakhmut, then NATO, the U.S., and Ukraine wants to go after Crimea. However, there's something else in the middle of this mix, too, Stuart. There seems to be major plans going on and carried out in Romania. And Romania, if you know, is they have a border with Moldova, mm-hmm. who has a border with Transnistria. And Transnistria is where that massive, massive Soviet bunker is with tons of stuff, warfare stuff. And Romania's already got tanks in the streets and HIMARS units and moving towards the border of Moldova. Well, just found out that apparently the money's already came in. It probably was part of the Ukraine money to have. They're getting ready for a major war right there because Romania's been requested and given the funds to build four military hospitals, four or five levels deep, and to take care of the military wounded. Also, restaurants, rumors are that restaurants are going to begin to have to feed lots of troops that's moving into that country. So it's not just Crimea, Stuart. It looks like they're aiming for Transnistria, too, and Russia's already said, we'll drop a nuke there.
Yeah. Here's something that kind of feeds into this. Scott Ritter explains to the Health Ranger, that's Mike Adams, that the West won't be able to stop Russia's advanced nuclear missiles and hyperglide vehicles. Western powers are trumpeting the claim that Russian President Vladimir Putin is sick and dying, is losing the war in Ukraine, and will soon run out of weapons and manpower to continue his fight against the West. Former United Nations UN inspector, weapons inspector Scott Ritter says otherwise. In a powerful interview with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Ritter explains in detail how Russia actually has the upper hand in all of this. America's military stands no chance, he says, against Russia's advanced nuclear missiles and hyperglide vehicles, which are much more powerful than anything the West currently has in its arsenal. I'd like to add that there was a prophecy made long, long time ago about a guy who was on top of the Empire State Building. And he was watching through the binoculars, and I know exactly where he was because I was up there a long time ago when I was young. And you put a quarter into this telescope, and you can see the Statue of Liberty and all around. And as he was watching that, everything changed. And the end of the story was that America was first attacked by gas, what appeared to be gas or biologicals, and then missiles. And we tried to defend ourselves and couldn't. And America was taken out, and millions upon millions of Americans were simply destroyed. Goes along with biblical prophecy, folks. America is not invincible. And we're going to find it out, I think, the hard way. Anyway, that kind of dovetails into there because Putin and Medvedev both have said, you go after Crimea and the nukes are coming out. What do you think, Larry? Any more news on that front?
Well, on the war room, a number of experts, Chang and Frank Gaffney and others that really follow the intelligence, say now that basically we have a group that is dead set now to hit America, and they will work alongside each other, and that is Russia and China and North Korea and Iran, and now there's no way to change that, and they're dead set in their course, by the way.
Yeah. Well, here's something about China. Philippine Coast Guard reports 44 Chinese warships surrounding a local island. Folks, China is getting more and more belligerent. Nearly four dozen Chinese warships were spotted near the Philippines' Pag-asa Island in the province of Palawan over the weekend, worsening tensions in a disputed region of the West Philippine Sea. Well, that's not the only thing they've done. China cuts internet to Taiwan Islands in its latest intimidation tactic to force reunification. Also, they've been in violation of Taiwan's airspace over and over, practically daily now. China's getting very, very belligerent. So we may have a two or even three-pronged front when this thing finally breaks out. What do you think, Larry? What else you got you want to talk about?
Well, that's entirely possible. Also, there was another, and if you haven't noticed, there's been train derailments every single day now for a couple of 3 weeks. Matter of fact, we had another one that Hal Turner put up a while ago, another train derailment, this time in eastern Tulsa County, Oklahoma. He says, but thank God, no hazmat leakage. They had another one or two and derail in Ohio, and I can't even log all of them. There's so many of them now, Stuart. It's just almost every day train derails, and a lot of this stuff has hazmat materials.
Yeah, they're doing whatever they can to derail the United States. And they're doing a very good job at it. And people say, well, you know, there's food shortages here and there. And they blame this company or that company. It's all deliberate. Every bit of it is willful and deliberate. We are being softened up. Folks, this is how the communists operate. This is how they take down nations. And we are being softened up. The other word to use is destabilized. And at the end of destabilization, it only takes a month or less to take down that nation and bring it under total communist control. We've already had infiltration into just about every area of public life by the communists. And It follows biblical prophecy, the fourth beast, the United Nations, World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, CDC, FDA, all those. They're all in it together. Anyway, what else you got, Larry, you want to talk about?
Well, I'll mention this one because I'd like your opinion on it, and then we'll get more into it Friday night. It's really interesting to me, I'll tell you. It's from Michael Sala. It's a brand new one, just came out March the 8th. He's got a exclusive exopolitics.org special meeting and convention on April the 1st, 2023. But listen to what he says here. Now, this is interesting. It's titled Big Rediscovery Plan and Disclosure of Ancient Technologies and Inner Earth Civilizations. Now listen to the wording. I want to read this and think about Noah's. It says, underground civilization belonging to an insectoid-looking race called the Ant People that is in Native American legends.
Yep.
Says their new report says the Ant People have begun activity to reintroduce themselves to the surface peoples. Also, an underground Nordic-like humans plan to reveal themselves at the same time and their spacecraft to the surface humanity. It says Bigfoot rediscovery plan will unfold in 2023 and change our lives. Now, this is the last sentence. impending disclosure of ancient artifacts and technology by inner earth and undersea cultures. So, Stuart, if this is true, which I have no reason to believe it's not, this is the year of disclosure. However, this carefully says that the ETs will, if you want to call them that, will disclose themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly what Noah says. He said, she said that they would just simply, the government will never disclose this. They'll leak stuff in preparation, but they will never get to the disclosure. The ETs will disclose themselves. As far as the ant people goes, there's a book written about the Hopi, and it's called The Truth. And it's all about how the ant people saved the Hopi long, long ago, during the flood, actually. They not only took them down below, they fed them, they kept them, and some people equate those with the grays. And there are several categories of grays, I guess, if you want to call them that. There's the tiny ones, and then there's a much bigger group of grays. And I remind people of the strong delusion of Cephalonians. I'm not saying these things aren't real. They're absolutely real. I mean, they're no different than you and I when it comes to material. They will materialize themselves. And this is where the delusion comes in that the Bible speaks of. And it is such a strong delusion. And if you look up the word strong, it means totally effectual. It will do exactly what God wants it to do. And what God says he wants it to do is to damn the human race to eternal ruin. Why? Because they rejected God's Son, Jesus Christ. See, instead of accepting what Jesus Christ said and told us to do to get out of the matrix, we have invented all kinds of different religions and different philosophies and different isms. And really all of it is, I will not enter in. I will not pick up my cross. I will not do this. I will not do that. It's even in the Old Testament where God has told them what to do and the humanity said, we will not do that. Well, okay. Supposing the Bible actually is true. Let's just suppose it is. People ought to think about that. I know for a fact the Bible's true because I met Jesus Christ and I met him exactly as the Bible says you will meet him. And I know what the secret of the Lord really is. And he says, I will show my covenant, my secret, to those who are mine. And I'm telling you, folks, the Bible is true. And people can mock it all they want, but there comes a day when you will not be mocking, and humanity and people like Harari over there for the World Economic Forum, who says Jesus Christ is just a hoax and the Bible is just a hoax. There's no truth in it. He is going to bow his knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. Guarantee it, 1,000% he will do that, and he will be forced to do that. And it's just too bad that we have gone the way we have gone, but it goes right back to what I read at the very beginning. 96% of the American people don't even have a biblical world view. They've rejected it. They have a secular worldview now. That's it. What else you got, Larry?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Also, there's I've talked to you about it, but on March the 7th, yesterday, America's Voice News, they have a news ticker, and I checked this out, and it appears to be true, and their news ticker said, can the Lone Star State go it alone? State lawmaker introduces the Texas bill for secession. So, Stuart, even though, you know, and I don't know, I don't have the data, it's just been a bill that's introduced now in Texas, but I take it as a sign of the times, and yes. You know, as this keeps going, like it's going, we're going to begin to hear more and more and more rattles out of the box in this little box called secession, I do believe. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think we will break up. And when American people find out that this World Economic Forum UN treaty, I've got an article where Biden's people have already said, yeah, we're going to sign on to it. This is that treaty we warned you about last year. And there was a large hoopla about it, and so they dropped it. No, they did not drop it. They never drop these things. They just lie to you. Oh, yeah, we dropped that. We're not considering it. Yes, they are. It's worse than what we originally thought. They will have total control, and Biden's government said they will sign on to it. So you can kiss your freedoms goodbye. And your health care will be mandated. And that goes into just about every aspect of your life. And it goes right along with this programmable digital money. And that allows them to monitor, analyze, research your spending. And they can even tell you what you can buy and what you cannot. They approve what can and cannot be bought by any citizen. For example, guns, gas, food, etc., etc. In other words, why they're going digital is so they can bring out social credit scores. They will have expiring digital money. Let's say you get $1,000 in your account. You don't use it, you lose it. So there is no savings. They don't allow that. Remember what Klaus Schwab said. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. And they're setting it up. It's a big debt for land swap that's coming down the pike. And the American people are going to get hit broadside by it, along with the arrival, along with everything else that's coming. Anyway, what else you got, Larry, before we shut down?
Yeah, I was thinking about for the American people that think they're safe from Russia or China or North Korea or Iran, we just had a classic example of how America can't even defend itself basically against a balloon. Just a balloon.
Yeah, I know. It's laughable, but it's not funny. But people just, they don't believe it. So the only thing you can do, folks, that are listening and you know what's going on, is just prepare yourself best as you can. Prepare your families for what's coming. It's not going to be accidental. They're going to make it look like, oh, gee, this just happened. We don't know what happened. That's baloney. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly how to make it look like. It's just all coincidental. Nothing is coincidental when it comes to these people. They are evil to the core. They are so evil, you can't believe. That's how they get away with it. And anyway, yeah, I think succession is on the way. And it's going to be nasty when it happens. Anyway, last word, Larry.
Yeah, when we have a longer show, we can talk about succession a little bit, and I may drop a few clues, as you call it, where that might lead.
Yeah, there's a number of prophecies concerning how the breakup of the United States will actually occur, and it's come, even some Russian scientists, I don't know, maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago, said that they thought that America would actually break up into different regions. And I believe that's true. Let's close with this one. Federal gun grab. ATF seizes record numbers in 2020 to 2021 after historic surge in purchases. They've been seizing guns at a record pace in recent years as a result of people so-called failing their background checks. So your background check is a record, and they keep it in spite of all the denials to the contrary. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Friday we'll have a much longer show, so take care, everyone. Heads up, lots going on behind the scenes. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care.